Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help you move forward. We help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. And I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Don Jeffries. Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So glad
to be here.
So glad to have you here. You certainly are a Rochester mover and shaker. I can't tell you how many people have told me, you got to talk to Don. You got to talk to Don. Yeah. I finally met you earlier this year. I don't remember when. It was an event you had at Casa Larga. And so I don't know if you remember, you probably met, 100 people that day. But we met, and we met through Mo O'Neill from Capstone IT. Satima was on the show last week. And so I know they're a big supporter of yours, and I think Mo's involved on one of the boards or something like that, right? So,
yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, hey, Don, so you are here with Visit Rochester.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so want to hear a lot about Visit Rochester.
Great.
Because you're a champion. You're carrying the flag for Rochester, the whole region.
Head cheerleader.
The head cheerleader. I like that. Doing a great job. How long have you been doing it for? And tell us about your journey so far.
Sure. This is the starting of my fourth year. Mm-hmm. I had a great career. I owned a travel company. It was called Dallinger Travel.
Sure, yeah.
And I bought it in the early 80s, and there was two offices and four agents. And in 2000, a guy knocked on my door and said, I want to buy your company. And we had built that company from the two offices and four people. I had 14 offices and over 100 agents. We were the largest in Western New York, and this guy was putting together a roll-up of these agencies. And it was a great story. Walking on the beach in Grand Cayman with my wife, and I said, no, I'm not going to sell it to him. My wife said, there's this thing called the internet. We're selling. And we sold.
Smart woman.
Very smart. And a great story, a business story. We're at the closing at Nixon Peabody, and we're off on two things. And I said, I'll give on one, and you'll give on one, and we're going to sign this, and we'll get out of here. And it was all cash deal.
Can you tell us what those two things are?
And I don't remember off the top of my head, but they were in equal dollar amounts.
Yeah, but so he or she agreed and...
No.
Oh!
No. The guy from Denver said, we're a public company. We don't give on either one of those. We're buying seven or eight of these. It's a model. We can't break it. My lawyer, Jay Doyle, said, tell them you want to sleep on it because they have a 4 o'clock flight back to Denver, they'll give. And I said, I don't think so. Hmm. Let's close this right now. We gave on both. We closed the deal. The next day at noon, United Airlines cut the commission to the travel agents in half.
Ooh.
And they devalued every travel agency they were buying by 30%.
Wow. Good insight.
Yeah, well, that's
First by your wife and then by you.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what makes a great lawyer, because Jay Doyle said to me, I'm a lawyer. You're the business guy. You make the business decision. And I did, and it worked out great.
So lawyers are tend to be paid to be more conservative, right? I mean, they want to protect you, and but at the end of the day, being a business owner and an entrepreneur, which lawyers are not, for the most part, you had to trust your gut and your instincts, and it was a very good idea.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Yep.
So I had a 2-year employment contract.
How'd that go?
Not well. Not well.
I've never heard it went well. I haven't heard
that. No, it doesn't happen. Yeah. You take a guy like me who had a $50 million company, used to call my own shots, and it was pretty interesting. It was pretty classic. The first year, they left me completely alone. I was the most profitable business they owned. The money was rolling in for those guys. I was a happy camper. And then it was like a bell rang. All right, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. And so one day I was sitting in my computer, and I got an email from, quote, headquarters, and it was 18 pages of stuff.
Right.
And it didn't help the customer. It didn't help the employee. It was just...
just bureaucratic...
baloney
stuff.
Yeah. So I emailed back the president of the company, who was a nice guy and a friend, and his name was Sam. And I said, Sam, look what somebody wrote and signed your name to. This is idiotic. You ought to read this stuff. Best, Don. And just then my assistant came running in the door and said, whatever you do, don't open that email. We're going to take care of this. I said, too late. I've already responded. Sam called up laughing. He goes, you know what? I'm coming to Rochester, and we're going to talk. And he came in. He flew in. He said, you're going to be our local guy, but you're not going to the office anymore. So they paid me for the rest of the year.
Right.
It was, you know, and so I left. And but after literally a month of not working, going to the office every day, I was bored to tears. And I tell this story. My wife was working full time, so we're in the basement, and I'm arguing with her about what goes in the light load and the dark load.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Did she say it was time to get out?
Yep. Yeah. And I can't repeat on a live show what she said.
How big a rated G, right?
Right, right, exactly. So I went out, and at that point, I was on the board of the Rochester Broadway Theater League. Mm-hmm. Ironically and sadly, we had just hired a CEO, and he died that morning.
Oh, my God.
And so the board called me and said, will you step in? And I had a ball over there. They were in way over their heads, heavy, heavy debt. And they needed somebody to put a business model on it.
Yeah.
And so I went in there, and they had wonderful people putting on the shows. They had great facilities people. But the cultural change, which you're the expert at that, the cultural change was incredible. It was to tell people that we got to – my first words at the first staff meeting is – profit is not a four-letter word, but loss is.
Right.
So let's turn this around. And we did. And they showed a profit for – we showed a profit for 5 years in a row. And then it was just putting on shows. The ship was righted.
Yeah.
We bought the Auditorium Theater. We got a $1 million grant from the governor. I mean, it was really a fun thing to be part of. We put $1.6 million into the theater. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, it's really, you know – served its purpose. So then, after that, I was on the board of Visit Rochester. Mm-hmm. And I was on the board, and I knew the CEO, and he announced he was going to retire. And I thought, God, that would be a fun job.
Yeah.
You know, why not be the head cheerleader for Rochester? And the other guy who was here was a very nice guy, but he was a real tourism guy. And he was a very quiet, understated, nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you're nice.
Well, So I saw an opportunity there. Yeah. I saw an opportunity to take another company, and it was not, quote, a turnaround, but it was a different culture, a different mindset. And when I came in, some people who had been here for a while decided to retire. And so I got a chance to bring in some very young, very smart, aggressive people that love Rochester and love being part of what we do. And so it's been a nice ride. And when I sit down with younger people, I say, you know, times have changed, you know. Hook yourself up with an entrepreneur. Get to know somebody, you know, and don't be afraid to do a startup.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's fun to do, because when I grew up, it was like, get a job at Kodak. Don't steal anything, and you'll have a career for life.
Yep.
And now that's all changed.
Right.
You know, people are changing jobs all the time and looking for new opportunities, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're right. My dad, I mean, you know, I grew up here in Rochester, born and bred, you know, born in St. Mary's Hospital, actually just turned 49 over the weekend, so 49 years ago. Grew up in Greece, Pittsburgh, the city, so I have, probably like you, Rochester running through my blood, and my dad worked at Kodak and, you know, provided us a great, great living. I mean, it was a Beaver Cleaver upbringing, no doubt. You know, I mean, I don't have a thing to complain about. But that era is done.
Right.
That era is done. And now, you know, if you want to really make your mark in Rochester and be able to make a nice living, sure, there's still, you know, quote unquote jobs out there. But in my opinion, I think there's a lot more opportunity for the entrepreneurs out there. Hey, Don, you know what? We got to take a quick break.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Hey, folks, Dave Mamano here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone, and we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willey and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm here with Don Jeffries, who is with Visit Rochester. We're hearing this great story about from Dollinger Travel. Heard a great story about how, you know, the kind of the quote-unquote story of how the entrepreneur gets bought out and then we'll say square peg, round hole afterwards. Very, very typical. And I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I know that sold their company, got a nice bag of money at home. But then during that 18-month, two-year time period when they have to go work for somebody, they're kind of miserable. I have a friend that did that, and he goes, you know, he goes, I was miserable all day, and I would go home and just I would say it's all worth it and hug my big bag of money, you know. So, but you know, once you're used to working on your own and being an entrepreneur, being the business, calling the shots, right? That you become unemployable, right? I mean, it's very hard to have a boss, and maybe your boss is a nice guy. I think you said Sam was a nice guy, but I know even when I had a job for 3 years out of college, my bosses were all nice, but I constantly said to myself, who is this guy telling me what to do? You know, who is he
right
to tell, you know, like, I want to do what I want to do,
right,
you know? And,
right.
And if I didn't agree with the decision, maybe it wasn't up to my standards, quality, whatever, you know, I still had to do it. And I hated that, you know? Yeah. So I, you know, age 25, I couldn't take it anymore. I busted out and started my own company. And thank God 23 years later, you know, my luck is still a little tiny bit ahead of my mistakes, and I'm still here, right? So,
yeah.
But Don, so then, so you got through the buyout, which was an interesting story, and you were home for a little while, got to a point where you're arguing with your wife about different cycles in the laundry, and you know it was time to get out.
Yep.
Or maybe your wife suggested. And then you were on the board of
RBTL.
RBTL. And then you came over here to visit Rochester.
Yes.
You've been here for about 4 years.
Yes.
So very cool journey. So you're taking your entrepreneurial experience and really, you know, putting it into the nonprofit world, which is perfect, right? I mean, I wish a lot of more entrepreneurs would run nonprofits because they get to instill that entrepreneurial spirit and quote unquote, you know, mad scientist personality, right? With having the organization think entrepreneurially, think like business owners, nonprofits. So we're not, you know, they sometimes they don't think like a business, like a true business, but they are. They still have to show a profit. They still have to make money. Right?
Absolutely. And that's, you're right. You'd be surprised how many people you talk to that, oh, it's a nonprofit. It's okay. Wait a minute.
Right.
You're not going to be around for long.
Yeah.
You know, that's the.
We just, you know, we can't show the profit, but we have to make a profit.
Right.
Believe me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So let's dig into Visit Rochester.
Okay.
For those people that really don't know what Visit Rochester is, you know, maybe they think it's an organization that just focuses on going outside of Rochester to bring people in, which I personally know you do a lot more than that. Maybe tell us the history of Visit Rochester and then, you know, to where it is today and really the mission.
Yeah, Visit Rochester's been around for quite a while. The mission is we're a sales and marketing organization. That's the first thing.
You don't hear that from a not-for-profit too often.
Right? Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we do sales and marketing. And one of the things that I've concentrated on is the convention sales. Visit Rochester books 200 conventions or meetings a year in Rochester.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so all the way from a 50-person meeting to 7,000-8,000 people. So, and it's great, and that's good for our hotels. It's good for our restaurants. The marketing end of it is getting people to visit Rochester. And people here don't hear a lot about us because if you can hear me, like you're going to hear me on this radio show, I already got you. You're here. You're in Rochester. So we do a lot. We focus on the Canadian travelers. We have certain niche markets that we look at. You know, golf is certainly a niche market. You know, the Canadians come down and they play a lot of golf here. Even though the dollar isn't doing so well against the Canadian dollar, they still come. We have family fantastic programs. You know, the Toy Hall of Fame is here. You know, Seabreeze, one of the best amusement parks in the country. So we have so much to offer, and we often talk about Rochester as the cultural capital of upstate. Look at the museums we have. You know, the George Eastman House, the Genesee Country Museum, the Museum and Science Center, and the list goes on. It's a wonderful place to bring a family, and we are affordable. You know, we talk about that a lot. You know, I tell the story about a woman who said to me, you know, we're all set to bring our meeting here, but the downtown parking is $4. And I said, well, you know, you've got 7,000 people coming. You know, I'm sure I can work with the hotels on the parking. And she laughs. She goes, Don, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm paying $51 a night to park.
Right.
She said, I was kidding you about the $4. and they booked it. They
You're
came
like,
here.
I was kidding too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I said to her, I said, you know, for $50 per person per day, upgrade to the lobster.
Right.
You know? You know, forget the chicken dinner.
Right.
Do the lobster. So anyway, so it's great. We've got a 5-person sales team. It's all over the country selling Rochester, and the marketing folks do it from here, but it's within drive time. We look at a circle, and, you know, a third of the population of the United States lives within 400 miles of Rochester. So a third of America can drive to Rochester pretty easily.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so those are kind of our target markets. The one thing I love about this is we're an economic engine. You know, tourism is a $1 billion industry in Monroe County alone. 15,000 full-time jobs.
Just in Monroe County?
Just in Monroe
County.
We're
not even talking about the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, no. You talk about the Finger Lakes, it's well over $1 billion.
Wow.
And, you know, we're the gateway to the Finger Lakes. I mean, and one of the cool things about Rochester, where else can you check in to a hotel in downtown Rochester and in 45 minutes be water skiing on a Finger Lake? Or downhill skiing on one of the best ski resorts in the country. So we have so much to offer, and again, it's affordable. So that's kind of what's fun about this.
Yeah, exciting. Well, I wrote down two things you said. I like it, the cultural capital of upstate, which is so true. I know people that live in Buffalo and Syracuse, and they like it, but they complain about the fact that they don't have near the culture that Rochester has. I mean, you're right. There's so many museums, so many incredible things to do. I have a little son who's 6, and it was his birthday this weekend, and we went to the Strom. And, I mean, we were there for 4 hours.
And didn't even touch it, right?
And he cried because he still wanted to stay. I'm like, yeah. I'm toyed out. I mean, this is fantastic, but we'll come back, all right? But, you know, the Rochester Museum and Science Center. And you look at the legacy of Eastman, Wilson, Strong, all these people that just built incredible.
Yeah.
The momentum lives today, which really is a great note for our entrepreneurs. What you do today certainly could continue to live hundreds of years from now. So, well, I want to talk a little bit about this area. So I'm here in your office, and I used to work in Midtown. I used to be in radio sales, and I worked in Midtown Plaza, and that was in the early to mid-90s. And we would walk outside, you know, for lunch whenever, and it was dead. I mean, that's when, I mean, the mall was still there. It was still open, but, you know, I think I could shoot a cannon across and I wouldn't hurt anybody. It was dying, right? Wegmans was still there, but then that closed. So I was there towards like the final years. And it was just kind of it wasn't an exciting area. It was kind of like, ugh. And I think, you know, I think Rochester at that time was experiencing the decline of the big three. And I think our ego and personality as a city was being challenged. And we were, you know, we were a little dizzy, you know, like, yeah. Who are we? What's going to become of Rochester? And I feel like our self-esteem went down for a while. And you know, and now I feel like it's coming back in a big way. Like, even like just this past year, this area. So Bronca's down here, the Metropolitan, High-Tech Rochester is going into Sibley Building. Bergman just moved in right across the street. I mean, I had lunch at Bronca a couple months ago, and I was looking out the window at lunch, and people were they're playing stickball.
Right.
Right?
Frisbee, right?
Yeah.
Love it.
And then I saw people jogging, riding bikes, walking dogs, and I was like, is this Rochester? Yeah. I mean, this wasn't even happening like 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
And it just I feel like our self-esteem is catching up where it should be, and that, like, hopefully when we're on airplanes, people talking about Rochester, we're not mentioning the snow. Let's talk about some of the good things we're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, that's happened. Like, you, I mean, I think I love what you're saying, because you are being the biggest cheerleader. You know, I talked to Bob Duffy, and, you know, he talks, you know, obviously your partner in cheerleading, right?
Right.
I just had Matt Hurlbert on the show as well, from Greater Rochester Enterprise. Another big cheerleader. I mean, the three of you guys together.
Yeah.
We have to have you guys spend more time together, right?
And we do. That's we talk good. All the time.
That's good. But it's so exciting to have this energy. What a great time to be in your role here in Rochester, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. You were talking about Bronca.
Yeah.
We took an Uber, went to Bronca for dinner, took an Uber home, and it was great. And my wife said, I feel like we're on vacation. This is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bronco was packed.
I
mean, it was so cool to see. But it is, you know, and the vision is, you know, Dave Christie just put $18 million into the Hyatt, opened the Mortons, and they're doing really well.
They are doing well. Awesome.
Yes,
that's
they're
great
doing
here.
Great. Yeah. You know, you got the Hilton Garden Inn. Right, and that's got a great bar and restaurant right on Main Street,
yeah.
Right across the street, CGI. The guy just opened his car museum right on Main Street.
Bob Bartoszewicz,
And Bob was great. We called him last week and said, we got a group in town. They're bored or a bunch of car guys. They want to have a cocktail party at your car museum. He said, we haven't done it. We're thinking about it. I said, well, let's just do it, and he did it.
He did it.
So they had a great time at the car museum. Then you work your way down Main Street from there.
Yeah.
You know, the Sibley Building. They're going to have several restaurants, and it's going to be very cool. They'll have a club. They're working on the retail as we speak, and people are moving in there as we speak. So that's cool, and that will connect Main Street to the East End. So you come right from the East End, you go to the Sibley Building, you can go to the Hilton Garden Inn, you can go to Morton's. So it's neat. And the restaurants downtown, you got Bronca and Pane Vino and, you know, Dinosaur. So it's really starting to happen. And all these apartments downtown, you know, people kept saying, wow, they're building too many apartments. They're not. They're filling up. It's fantastic.
They're selling out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that Bergman Building, you said they're sold. They're sold out, right? Metropolitan's almost sold out.
Yep, exactly. So they're you know, it's happening. And it's so much fun to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, downtown's alive and well. There was a time before I got here that when they brought meeting planners in to look at Rochester for a meeting, they didn't take them on Main Street. They brought them down East Avenue, Park Avenue, and kind of snuck them in the back door of the Hyatt.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing was going on Main Street.
Yeah.
That's all changed now. You know, walk down Main Street. You see people walking, as you said. You see people out there jogging, taking their dogs for a walk, playing Frisbee. So it's a great time to be part of Rochester.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny. I would have friends that would stay at the Hyatt, and they'd walk outside. They'd be like, what's going on? You know, but unfortunately, you couldn't be proud of that area. And now it's becoming to be very, very proud of that whole area.
Exactly. And we have a program that we're launching. It's an ongoing program, but we're going to kind of do a relaunch in January called our Ambassador Program. And that's about community pride. And we want you to be an ambassador for Rochester. And where that really helps us is in our meeting and convention business. Because everybody belongs to a group, either, you know, an employment group, a group associated with your work, a club. You know, we just had the Garden Club of America here. Wow. They were in San Diego last year. They were in Rochester this year. Why? Two of the board members were from Rochester, and we pitched them, and they became ambassadors for us. And they went back, and they got the Garden Club of America to come here. So, you know, we have, as I said, 200 groups a year come here, and some of them are fantastic. You know, we have some youth groups. You know, we have 18 colleges and universities in the region, you know.
Yeah.
So you talk about culture, you talk about the universities, but the ambassador program is one that we're really proud of, and people will. And we had a small gathering. We invited about 50 people. We got together. I made a presentation. We developed 10 solid leads. We said, do you belong to an organization? Why not bring your group to Rochester? I was sitting next to one of the heads of the U of R, and I said, you know, you belong to a group, a society of doctors. Why don't you bring them here? And she looked at me. She goes, I never thought of it. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Ask the questions.
Yeah, exactly. And they brought, I think, like 100 doctors from all over the country who came in, and they spent a lot of money, and it was fun. And So the ambassador program is something that we're really excited
about.
It's
a great idea. So the downtown businesses love you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. You know, one of our jobs is lead generation, meaning to give the hotels, we'll book the groups, we'll call them in and say, all right, come and see us, and we take them, we show people all the hotels, the restaurants, the convention center, you know, or in sports, and I'm going to talk about sports in a minute, but we show the people this, and then we send the leads to the hotel and say, this is a group, this is their history, this is what they usually pay, these are the dates they want to come, are you interested? And then the hotels get back to us and say, yes, we don't, or no, we're full that time. So, and one of the exciting things we're doing here is, as of the first of the year, the Monroe County Sports Commission is coming under Visit Rochester, which is very cool. We have some of the best sports facilities available for amateur sports in all of, not only upstate, but of this part of the United States. So you look at Bill Gray's Iceplex, 4 sheets of ice under the same roof. Nobody has that.
Wow.
So the promoters who bring in tournaments love it because they can keep it under one roof. If you go to a different city, you got to have a whole group over here, and then they got to move, and they got to do this. They can do that. We staff that on the weekends. 1.6 million people go through Bill Gray's Iceplex.
Wow.
And we staff it because a lot of times the parents come in, they got the hockey player, they got the siblings. Our first game's at 8 o'clock. Our next game's not till 4. What is there to do in Rochester?
Perfect.
So we spell it all out for them.
They needed you when the Fast Ferry came here years ago. Right? Hey, now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
College security officer called to tell me there was a drinking party on campus. The officer said there had been excessive drinking and our son was in the hospital for alcohol poisoning. He said my husband and I should come as soon as we could. I knew my son would face distractions and temptations when he went away to school. He already had unfortunate experiences with alcohol, and he was a little too good at fitting in with the crowd. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A nurse suggested we attend Al-Anon family groups. Even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal, he said he was not an alcoholic and that he could quit whenever he wanted. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano. I'm here with Don Jeffries, who is CEO of Visit Rochester. If you haven't heard of Visit Rochester, go to their website, visitrochester.org, and learn more. So, Don, I think I'm talking to the biggest cheerleader in Rochester. I already love Rochester, but now I love it like 10 times more, so thank you for that. We're talking about some of the benefits and some of the kind of marketing. I love that you said, even though you're a nonprofit, you're a sales and marketing organization. So you're selling and marketing Rochester, focused on bringing organizations to here for conferences, events, even sports. So we're talking about sports. And so I like the fact that, you're feet on the ground. You're not just like doing the cheerleading. These organizations are coming into Rochester to play hockey. Maybe their first game's at 10, their second one's at 4. What the heck are they going to do in between? So you guys are saying, we're here to help you.
Right, exactly. We're here. Where do you want to go for lunch? What do you want to do?
Yep.
You want to go to the Story Museum? You want to go? You're interested in photography? Go see the George Eastman House.
Yep.
The Museum and Science Center always has programs going.
Yep.
So, we have a lot to do. So it's kind of fun. But the sports is a real economic engine in itself because, as I mentioned earlier, the hockey. We just had Fire and Ice, which is 40 girls hockey teams. And according to all the sports magazines, girls hockey is the fastest growing sport in America. So we just had 40 from all over the country, but it's not just them. It's not just the 20 kids on the team. It's the parents. It's the siblings. So, and that's a real boon for our suburban hotels. That's when we work very closely with them trying to get them together, and it's fun. And, you know, a lot of the hotels during the week get corporate business, and they're looking for that weekend business. So sure. It works out great. That's for everybody. And sports is sales. I mean, that's what it is. It's getting people in here, our facilities. You know, we're going to host the Special Olympics is going to be out of Brockport.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. That's
a big deal. It's the Winter Olympics next year. So that's a lot of fun.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge booking for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, just getting the facilities, getting the promoters, getting to know the people that can bring in the business.
So is this organization unique to Rochester, or do other cities have similar organizations?
Other cities have very similar organizations, but they're not as good as we are.
I love it. Cheerleader for your own organization,
right.
Too. Absolutely. So when did it start? How did it come to be? Is it 100 years old, or is it something that's a little more new?
No, it's newer than that. It's about, I think, 60 or 70 years old.
Is that right?
And it's changed over the years. It used to be a huge 60-person board and all this other stuff.
Wow.
Now, and I love, you know, one of the things that I get to do, just think how cool this is. Mm. My board of directors is the mayor, the county executive, the president of the hotel association, two other hotel groups, the president of the restaurant association, and the county legislature appoints four more board members who are in the industry, guys like Rob Norris, who owns Seabreeze, and then there's four other independent business guys. But our board is so active. Our board chair is Bill Gunther, who owns Gunther Associates, which is a hotel management company, and one of his properties is the RIT Inn and Conference Center. So, you know, you got a hotel guy leading the board. He absolutely gets it. You know, we talk about heads in beds, you know, and
heads in beds.
Yep, yeah. And filling up the restaurants and, you know, all of it. And then it comes, you know, the parking lots and the gas stations and the dry cleaners and, you know,
this thing
really spins off. And as I said earlier, the state of New York does a study every year, and their study says the economic impact of Monroe County is $1 billion.
That's incredible. So a friend of mine, Nicole Mahoney, do you know Nicole by chance?
Very well.
So she's got a podcast called Destination on the Left, and it's all about travel and tourism, right?
Right,
so, And so obviously for us to have a podcast about travel and tourism, there's a lot going on here.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
And the Finger Lakes are just exploding.
The Finger Lakes, I mean, how many vineyards, wineries are around there now, 60, 70, right?
Oh, it's more than that.
Is it more than that now?
There's like 60 or 70 on Seneca Lake alone.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And the beer trails.
The beer, yeah.
You know, I mean, you look around. And one of the things, one of the guys on our board is a guy named John Urlap, who founded Rohrbrock's.
Oh, yeah.
25 years ago. Just think about that.
Yep.
You know, with all these breweries popping up and the microbreweries and the craft beers and the whatever.
He's the pioneer kind of,
this guy did it 25 years ago.
I know.
How ahead of his time was he?
Right,
You know, so that's...
It's good beer, too.
It's a great beer.
And
that's one of our stops. You know, when people come and we're showing off our city, you know, Rohrbrock's is one of the stops, you know.
That's great.
And it's right next to Black Button, which is a very cool place to visit. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. And we do a lot of that, you know. Rachel Labor is our director of communications, and she has always got travel writers in town. Matter of fact, if you're flying around in the next month or so, American Airlines did a feature on Upstate. And due to Rachel's work, the start of the article is a two-page picture of the Susan B. Freddie Bridge.
Right. Wow.
And it didn't have pictures of Buffalo. It didn't have pictures of Syracuse, Albany, or Binghamton, or any place else. It was on Rochester. That was a pretty cool thing with American. And that magazine, people see when they fly all over the world.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool to feature Rochester.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should give her a day off, you know?
Can I tell you what? Rachel does whatever the heck she wants to do.
You're smart. That's very entrepreneurial of you.
Yeah, right.
So I'm here with Don Jeffries from Visit Rochester, for those of you just turning in. He markets, it's a sales and marketing effort to get organizations to come to Rochester to visit, do their events, do their conferences here, et cetera. Do an incredible job. And just as a recap, we've talked about some of the attractions that you use as a quote unquote, you know, sales piece. But what are some of the things that when you are marketing Rochester, maybe the top 10 things that you market to be really proud of? We talked about some of the museums, et cetera.
Yeah. What we do is we're family friendly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how easy is it to get around in Rochester?
Oh my God.
I mean, people come here and they go, oh my God, we just did a 250,000 drop in the Toronto Star. Say, come to Rochester. It's affordable. And we list all the museums and all the cool things to do. And when we market Rochester, we always talk about that affordability. You know, this is a very affordable place. So you got the things to do that are all world class, and you can afford to do it. You know, you go to Boston, you go to New York, you go to Washington, you're paying the big city prices. You know, you can craft a vacation in Rochester, and you can do it from, you know, a very low budget, places very affordable to stay, all the way up to going to the New Morton's and spending a few bucks.
Great restaurants, great museums. I mean, right here in Rochester, you've got Eastman, you've got Rochester Museum and Science Center, you have The Strong, which is one of the top children's museums in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Right? Right? And many, many others we're not even talking about. So many things that you saw, the amusement parks. If it's, you know, if you like to ski, you got great ski places all within driving distance.
Yeah. What is it? Bristol has the highest vertical drop this side of the Rockies.
That's something?
Yeah.
Right here in Rochester.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. The vineyards, Finger Lakes, everything. Man, you're making me just want to take a week off and travel around Rochester.
Well, people do that, you know, the stay vacation.
The staycation,
Stay home. And, you know, it's and one thing that's really kind of neat that I'm seeing is we're kind of transforming from a bedroom community.
Yeah.
You know, people are saying, hey, Bronco's great, let's go downtown. Morton's is great, let's go downtown.
Yeah.
You know, New Hilton Garden Inn's got a terrific restaurant, let's go. So you're seeing people come downtown, and you're seeing the people here able to walk to it, you know, who live downtown. So.
You know, another great restaurant is that's kind of walkable from downtown is that Amore.
Yes.
In Wegmans on East Ave. The chef Pasquale Sorrentino, nice Irish guy from Sicily.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's a compadre of yours.
Yeah,
right?
a little bit, about 100%. But he's got some great things going on. But so you really, you know, for a city our size, there's so much going on. And so what an exciting time to be at the helm of Visit Rochester. So, Dan, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. What I'd like to do, you know, a lot of our listeners are beginning to middle-stage business owners, entrepreneurs. You're obviously very, very successful on your, I believe, your third adventure, and they've all been successful. What are some of your, maybe personal habits, books you've read, success secrets that you can share with us today to help our listeners?
Well, one of the things that I just saw, this is very cool, and it's a video that my friends at Wegmans shared with us. And you talk about strategic planning. I was in a meeting last week where a woman said, we got our strategic plan, and here are the 54 things we're looking at. This video says 2, maybe 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yep. And they call them WIGs. Wildly important goals.
I like that.
So pick 2 or maybe 3. And the guy in the video talks a formula that if you pick 2 or 3, your chances of success about 90%. You pick more than 8 or 9, it's down about 50%. Anything more than 10 or 12, it's about 0 achieving all of them. So pick your goals. Know your business. Know what you're trying to achieve. Communicate that, you know, with the people that you work with. There was one book that I read, and I always remember the five business things you should plan, organize, direct, control, and motivate. Have a plan, direct the plan, organize your company, motivate your people. And that's, you know, plan, organize, direct, control, and motivate, you know. I think of that every time I'm thinking about what are we doing, where are we going. And there was a business scholar named Likert, and it was Likert 1 through 4, he had it, or Theory X, Theory Y. Theory X means people don't really like coming to work. You got to stay on top of them. You got to drive them. You got to make sure. Theory Y is let people do their job. Let them love what they do. Let them create. And we're a Theory Y organization. And let people do their own thing. You know, go to work every day because you love what you do. and make sure you love with it. And if you don't, make a change, because you got to love it.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And you obviously love what you're doing.
I do. I'm having a ball.
The passion is exuding big time. And it seems like you got it figured out. I mean, I love that. I do some strategic planning for companies. And a lot of times we'll set the vision, you know, where do we want to be in a year? But what I'll do is I'll have, you know, the CEO and the executive team, I'll give them each some of those 3M pads, you know, those sticky pads. And I'll say, don't look at each other's notepads, but take 5 minutes and write down what you think are the biggest priorities for the company in the next year. I'll give them 5-10 minutes, right? And then what we'll do is I'll take the sticky notes and we'll put them on a whiteboard. Mm-hmm. And to your point, 40-50 priorities, and that's the executive team.
Right.
What about the employees? You know, they're supposed to be rowing in the same direction, the executive team at least. And so then we group them together, see some trends, and then we will try to quell it down to two or three.
Yep.
So you actually get stuff done, right?
Exactly.
And then develop a plan to roll that out to the rest of the organization and write the vision, reverse engineer it, ownership, quarter by quarter, week by week. And you get everybody rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
It's so simple to talk about, but to actually do it is a whole nother story.
Absolutely.
Because then you got entrepreneurs like us. We got a new idea next month, and you have to make the commitment. Well, we're not putting in a new idea unless we take one off, right?
Right, exactly. I had a good friend of mine who's a pretty good business guy take over a company, and he finally had to say, don't come into me with any more new ideas till we get the old ones done.
Right. Yep.
Let's complete something here and get it out to market. Let's sell it, and then we'll work on the next one.
Yep. Perfect. Great advice. Well, Don, we are running out of time. I really appreciate your time. This has been super fantastic. I love that you are the biggest cheerleader of Rochester. You know, after talking to Bob Duffy, Matt Hurlbut, Jim Sinnell, I mean, you know, there's many more, but you guys are really, you know, four very instrumental people in Rochester that are at the helm of making sure that we kind of collaborate together to get through to where we could be. And because the potential is just so amazing.
Yeah,
so.
And it's great because I talk to Bob Duffy and Matt and Jim. I talk to them all the time. And we say, well, what are we doing? Where are we going? How are we going to do it? Very different missions. You know, the Chamber is kind of a business-based organization, promotes business, you know, where we're meetings, conventions, and tourism, basically. But, you know, one of the things that I love is the average person that comes here for a meeting or convention spends between $250 and $450 a day.
Wow, a day.
A day. Beautiful. So that is, you know, hotel rooms and meals and all that. Does nothing but help our economy.
Yep, I love it. Well, Don, thank you. Continue the good work. You're doing great work. And I hope you don't plan to retire for a long, long time.
No, I love what I'm doing.
Excellent. And Don, last but not least, if people want to get in touch with you, visit Rochester, what's the best way?
Well, they can go to our website,
which is visitrochester.org.
Yes, sir. Or they can call us.
Great. What's your number?
279-8300.
585.
Right. Yeah. Love to hear from you.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, well, Don, once again, thank you so much. And Avanti listeners, thank you very much. And also just want to make a quick correction that it's the website's actually .com. It's not .org, right? So visit Rochester.com. My bad. Love that you have the .com. Sometimes I make that mistake if it's a nonprofit.
Not for
right?
profits yep. or like yep. that.
So,
yeah.
So visit Rochester.com. Check it out. Thanks again. Thank you, Avanti listeners, for your time. Always love having you guys listening to our show so we can help you move forward. And last but not least, if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com, and that's M-A-M-M-A-N-O, david@davidmamano.com. And be sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and or avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.